Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
They say I'm immune. I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience. I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
Yeah, pucker up, Mr. President. Hello, America. Welcome. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Wow, we've got a great program today. I'm not sure that it will meet the level of expectations after last night's incredible rally in Sanford, Florida. Did you guys see the president's return to glory? He came off the China virus deathbed, and he has conquered the grave, and now President Trump is standing before his. Wait a second, is that heresy? Did I commit heresy here? It was that good last night. On top of that, our president has some dance skills. For a white man, this president can really move. And if you miss the dancing, we have that up on the website as well. It was quite the scene last night, and we're going to be taking your calls. I just have one question for you. Are you re-energized after watching this president standing before the thousands and thousands of people last night in Sanford, Florida? Are you re-energized? Have your juices been re-energized, your batteries, your political batteries, have they been recharged as a result of last night's incredible, inspirational speech by our president? 844-747-8868. This is the toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. And our website, toddstarnes.com, lots of great stuff for you to check out there. I want to go right away, though, to someone who called this program yesterday. Gene the Superfan was literally one of the first people in line for the big rally last night in Florida. He called into the program, and we asked Gene to call us back today so he could give us his play-by-play analysis of what happened last night at the rally. Gene, good to have you back with us.
Yes, Todd. Good afternoon, sir.
Gene, all right.
How are you?
I'm well. What was it like yesterday at the Trump rally?
Well, you talked about being re-energized. Well, that is exactly what it was. Okay, so what happened is when Air Force One pulls up, the doors open up, and the president comes walking out with God Bless the USA, we were going absolutely crazy, as we always do, but you felt the energy in there. He comes on the stage, he signs some things, he throws things to the crowd, and then he comes to that microphone, and we chant, USA, USA. And then this man just speaks from the heart because he loves us, Todd, and we just love him.
Gene, no doubt about it, the mainstream media have been going after the president. They've been saying he's going to lose in a landslide. They were hoping he was going to die at Walter Reed Medical Center. When he survived, they said he was going to infect the masses. They've thrown everything at this guy. And I think a lot of the Trump supporters, even the diehard supporters, you sort of get a little weary over the constant barrage of attacks. And I'm wondering, Gene, what was the reaction from the people in the crowd, the people you were standing around last night in Sanford, Florida?
Just, once again, just wonderful smiles and clapping and just cheering, the excitement. And, you know, Todd, you were just talking about that. I know, I'm a diehard super fan, as you know. But, you know, we listen to the president when he tells us about the left and all the things that they're doing. We understand that. See, now it's over 5 years now. So we don't even put up with that baloney because we listen to our president. And that's why we're winning, you see. And that's why they're losing. So they can continue to act like the way they do. And our president is going to energize We the People, our movement. And we're going to win in a landslide. In Florida, he's going to take down Florida big time.
You see, Gene, I'm with you. I believe the president's going to win. Is it going to be a landslide? I think it is. It really depends on how much shenanigans are going on out there. And there have been a lot of shenanigans that we already know about. So we'll wait and see. But I think this president, contrary to what the mainstream media is reporting, and that includes Fox News, by the way, I think this president is going to win the day.
Yes. Yes, absolutely he is. And just real quick, you know, as I told you in the past, he's pointed to me, Todd. He did that to me in Jacksonville, and he pointed to me, and then he pointed to me yesterday in the beginning of the rally, and he has his certain ways of doing it, and it's just absolutely wonderful. I mean, I was 10 steps away from him, Todd. I looked in his eyes, eye to eye. I was right in front of him like I normally am, and it was just amazing. And just real quick, Todd, guess who you're going to be talking to for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday? Yes, I'll be at the Ocala rally. I'm going 2 days ahead, so I want to be first online. Make sure no one hears that, so they try to beat Superfan.
No. I wouldn't give away. I wouldn't give away the plans here, Gene. Because you're right. You want to be the first guy in the line. Hey, by the way, Gene, yes. The president. He has the yes. dance. He has the dance moves. This president.
It was unbelievable. I'm telling you, after 4+ years, after he's done with the presidency, I'm telling you, Dancing with the Stars. If you don't do it, I'll tell him.
You heard it right here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. President Trump, Dancing with the Stars. All right, Gene,
yes.
Give us a holler back. Good job and great work out there in the field. Gene, the super fan, ladies and gentlemen, only on the Todd Stearns Radio Program. He's like our official, unofficial correspondent. We got to get Gene like a T-shirt or something. By the way, if Joe Biden would have been up there, it was the YMCA song. And the president normally would, thrust his fist in the air or, do the hands in the air. But, man, he was getting he had a couple of Elvis moves with the hips. And I'm telling you, if Biden would have done that, he would be in a nursing home with a broken hip. I'm just going to tell you. By the way, what's going on with Joe Biden? In all seriousness, I mean, I know we try not to mock the guy because he can't help it. It's I said we try, Claire. It's not that I'm successful, but we're trying. The staff's trying to keep me in line here, folks. They're trying to keep me out of Media Matters. And I respect that. I appreciate that. But it's hard. It really is hard. Joe Biden making these gaffes on the campaign trail. And again, it's not his fault. He's an old man. And these things happen. You want to do something, but your mind tells you something else. What is that? You've seen the TV commercial with the elderly woman, and she looks very distraught, and she can't find her car keys. And she's looking. It's a terrible commercial. She's looking all over the house for the car keys. Stop it, Grace Baker. My staff is not being helpful
Lifeline
today.
Lifeline commercials are like, I've fallen and I can't get up.
It's the Lifeline. Yeah, you've fallen, you can't get up, and you've got the little button that you wear. They wanted to make me wear one of those after my heart surgery, and I said I would rather just keel over with my dignity. Thank you very much. Lifeline doesn't sponsor us, do they? Okay, good. All right, good. But so if you've seen the commercial, you know what I'm talking about. The poor elderly woman, she can't find her car keys, and guess what? She goes to open the fridge to get some cottage cheese, and there they are. The car keys are in the fridge. That's Joe Biden. That's who Joe Biden is, and it's a sad thing. So Biden... Biden doesn't realize he's running for the president. And I have raised this issue many times. This has been a hypothesis of mine for quite some time, that Biden doesn't really know that he's actually running for something. So now Biden believes that he's running for the U.S. Senate. Cut number 9.
You know, we have to come together. That's why I'm running. I'm running as a proud Democrat for the Senate.
No. No, Joe, over here.
So close, Joe.
Pay attention, Joe. You're running for the White House. You're running for the presidency. Joe, you want to be the leader of the free world, Joe. And that's not even look, I mean, we could go for a full hour on this radio program just on the gaffes of Joe Biden. And as a matter of fact, he could not even remember Mitt Romney's name. Cut 11.
If you may remember, I got in trouble when we were running against the senator who was a Mormon, the governor, okay? And I took him on.
Yeah, the Mormon. Yeah, you know that Mormon guy. Doesn't drink the sodas, doesn't drink the pop, that Mormon. So Trump was talking about this last night at the rally. Cut number 10, please.
He had a very bad day today. He had a very bad day. You saw what happened. If I ever had a day like he had today, they'd say it's over. It's over. No, Biden had a bad day. He forgot Mitt Romney's name. He didn't know what state he was in. And he said today he's a proud Democrat running for the U.S. Senate. No, you can't do it. It's the second time.
It's very sad. No, Joe, it's the presidency. And you're... Romney. Willard Romney is his name. Willard Mitt Romney. That's his name, Joe. Got right at cue cards. Cue cards. Maybe Joe does need that little device in his ear where they can have somebody talking to him all the time. I mean, maybe that is what's necessary here. And you've seen Mrs. Biden having to guide her husband here and there. And it's very sad. And you know why it's sad? Because everybody knows that Joe Biden is not qualified to be president of the United States. He's simply not. He is not mentally there. Britt Hume over at Fox News Channel said that he was senile. Everybody knows that he's senile. And that may be the case. I'm not a medical doctor, but I can certainly read. I can read Google, and you can make your diagnosis from there. But it's pretty clear to me this man is not able and he is not capable, which is why Nancy Pelosi wants to move forward on this 25th Amendment nonsense. They're going to take this guy out. That's what this is. It's not going to be the Republicans. It's the Democrats. They're wanting to take this guy out as soon as he gets elected. And then suddenly there will be a great epiphany in the mainstream media. Oh, wait a second. What's wrong with Joe? Has he always been like this? Joe's walking outside. He doesn't have any shoes on. What's going on with Joe? I'm just telling you, this is how it's going to play. They know that Biden can't do the job. They know that Kamala Harris is probably one of the most unfriendly and unlikable people in America. But it doesn't matter because there's somebody else at play here. We don't know who that person is. Is it Hillary Clinton? Who knows? But somebody else is playing in the background here. They're pulling the strings, and we will soon know who that person is, especially if Biden gets elected, because almost immediately he will be removed from office by the Democrats, by members of his own party. That's what's going to happen here. It was a good day for President Trump yesterday. You know, here's the sad thing about this. You know, I've seen all the mainstream media. They've been heckling this guy. They're like, oh, that deviant, he wants to go out there and kiss everyone. Oh, what a horrible man. The man was joking. He was cutting up. He was having a good time. I think the president realizes that America needs a good laugh or two right now. And this man is so confident in himself. Donald Trump is so confident in his own skin that he doesn't mind going out there and poking fun at himself. He doesn't mind going out there and doing the grandpa dance moves in front of God and country and the state of Florida. He doesn't mind that. He loves it. And he wants to see people having a good time. You know what I saw last night? I saw thousands of people sitting bumper to bumper, having a good time, smiling, laughing, applauding, loving America, and forgetting about the fact that the Democrats have shut down this country for some sort of a global pandemic. That's what I saw last night. And I think the country appreciated that. And I don't know, I've heard rumors that Fox didn't carry the whole speech. That's sad, and that's unfortunate, because the country needed that last night. I don't think this was even about the campaign. This was about America just sitting down and having a good time together. That's what that was about. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. We're going to open up the phone lines, 844-747-8868. This is a toll-free number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Sorry, I was thinking about having a snack. It's way too early in the show for that. But the reason I say that, Oreo has debuted a new homosexual cookie. Yes, it's called... No, I don't make this stuff up. I'm just reading the headlines. Oreo debuts rainbow cookies, celebrating the LGBTQ plus community. And have you seen this? We've got the story up and a photograph over on the live show blog at toddstearns.com. Starting October 9th, oh, that was a few days ago, the colored cream cookies. Are you allowed to say colored cream? Is that permissible? I mean, I know they used to say that back in the 1960s, but can you say colored cream now? I don't think you can. Cream of color is the correct, I believe that is the correct way to pronounce it. I'm in so much trouble right now. Media Matters has already assigned a second staffer to cover today's program. So starting October 9th, this is terrible. I can't get through the story. Grace, we may have to have you fill in, an emergency fill-in host for the show. The cream of color cookies, color of cream, I forget. Anyway, the colored cream cookies will not be sold in stores, but they're giving them away. Oh, so this is like a socialist cookie too. So you don't have to do anything. They're just going to give you the cookie, and you are meant to. I guess, are you supposed to consume the cookie? You're supposed to eat the cookie. And then you become a supporter and ally of the LGBTQ plus community. The Oreo cookie folks over at Nabisco say they are doing this in partnership with PFLAG and the hashtag Proud Parent campaign. So be sure to snag a pack of rainbow Oreo cookies. Have you had the Mega Stuff cookies? Oh, those are tasty. I love you. They're very good cookies. But I'm just, you know, I'm an old school. I just eat the heterosexual Oreo cookies. That would be the... Grace, are you okay? You're looking shocked
see,
today.
See, is it bad? My favorite's the double stuff, specifically.
The double stuff are very good.
Like, but mega is too much. Like, right in the middle.
It's delicious.
It is. Dunk it in some whole milk. There you go.
Well, now, I suspect the LGBTQ plus community will be dipping their Oreos in the, what, soy milk? I don't...
And then, so milk? When you dip the cookies in the milk, it's going to change colors, the milk. So then it's...
A rainbow?
Rainbow milk.
Just... I want to meet that cow. There you go. All right. So, anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Willard Romney. From gay cookies to Mitt Romney... Mitt Romney's very upset with all of you people out there. And we're going to have to get to this story after the bottom of the hour break. Wow. I shouldn't have... I got off track with the Oreos. Anyway, Mitt Romney's very upset because you people are not being very nice out on the campaign trail. You know, if Mitt Romney had been as tough on Barack Obama as he was on Donald Trump, he probably would have been elected president of the United States. 844-747-8868, toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Okay, I need to make one slight correction. We were talking about Oreo's gay cookies. That was, in fact, they're not colored cream cookies. They're cream of color cookies. Just want to set the record straight there. I'm glad we weren't talking about the ho-hos. That could have been a whole... That would have been really troubling. So we always like to set the record straight here on the Todd Starnes radio program. We're a diverse radio show. So we... Yeah, wow. All right, look, let's talk about, first of all, Joe Biden. Before we get to Mitt Romney, Joe Biden yesterday. So there's the Gallup poll. We were talking about this yesterday. 56% of Americans say they are better off now than they were 4 years ago. Joe Biden says, you people don't know what you're talking about, and you somehow must have, like, memory problems. because Joe Biden says you were actually better off during the Obama years. Is that true? Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago, or are you worse off? Biden says you folks are worse off. By the way, the Biden administration, they would, in fact, raise taxes on all of us. Every single one of us, not just the wealthy, all of us. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, I want to read this diatribe that Mitt Romney went on Twitter. And he's very upset. You know, he wants to be the elegant statesman, or as Joe Biden calls him, the Mormon. He wants to be the man who is above the fray, looking down on all of the little people in America. So this is I will try to read all of this. It's a bit wordy. And it's Mitt Romney, so just bear with me. I have stayed quiet with the approach of the election, but I'm troubled by our politics as it has moved away from spirited debate to a vile, hate-filled morass. That is, who talks like that? Who talks like that? Jeez, Lou, come on. I have to start over again. I have stayed quiet with the approach of the election, but I'm troubled by our politics as it has moved away from spirited debate to a vile, hate-filled morass, that it's unbecoming of any free nation. Really, Mitt? Because they accused you of being a racist, hating poor people, and hating puppies. They remember that? Remember the Romney tied the dog to the station wagon? Remember that? Remember that? He left the dog on top of the station wagon. Remember that story, America? You dog hater, Willard Mitt Romney. The president calls the Democratic vice presidential candidate a monster. He repeatedly labels the Speaker of the House crazy. He calls for the Justice Department to put the prior president in jail. He attacks the governor of Michigan on the very day a plot is discovered to kidnap her. Democrats launch blistering attacks. Why am I talking like this? What is wrong with me today? Maybe the cookies. Democrats launch blistering attacks of their own, though their presidential nominee refuses to stoop as low as others. Ladies and gentlemen, before I continue on, may I just a general observation about Willard Mitt Romney. What a sleazeball. What a contemptible sleazeball. This man is basically, the whole point of this is to attack President Trump. And I hope you see through this, but you need to know, honestly, this man needs to be out of the U.S. Senate. You people in Utah, you need to take care of your business, because this guy is an embarrassment to your state, to the Republican Party, and to the United States of America. Pelosi tears up the president's State of the Union speech on national television. Keith Olbermann calls the president a terrorist. Media on the left and right amplify all of it. No, no, no. Now, we're going to go through and clean up all of these lies and misstatements and half-truths from Willard Mitt Romney. First of all, the mainstream media has declared war on this president. The night that he won the election, they went on the attack, and they have not let up. This is not on President Trump, Willard Mitt Romney. The president of these United States does what Republicans in the past did not. And he fought back. When this president is punched, he punches back harder. That's what Donald Trump does. He's not out there. He's not out there starting trouble, but he finishes it. And it's not his fault that the Republican Party and the Republican leadership, ladies, if you're listening to the program, turn down the volume for a moment. It's not his fault that previous Republican leaders did not have the balls to stand up to the Democrats or the mainstream media. Ladies, you can turn the volume back up now. That's what you need to understand. They hated Mitt Romney. The mainstream media portrayed Mitt Romney as a monster. They said he was a racist. They said he hated poor people. There was the big story about how he was a bully in high school at the prep school he went to, that he cut some kid's hair. Ooh, have an Oreo. This is the Mitt Romney that they portrayed, and now all of a sudden he's the elder statesman of the party. Give me a break. So let's go through this line by line. I just want to go through all of this so we can set the record straight here. The president calls the Democratic vice presidential candidate a monster. Well, she is a monster. Look at her policies. Look at how many people, how many minorities she put in jail that did not belong in jail. That is monstrous behavior. He repeatedly calls the Speaker of the House crazy. She is crazy. Have you not seen this woman, Nancy Pelosi? Every hour's happy hour with Nancy Pelosi. The woman's a nut job, slap crazy. The cheese done slid off her cracker crazy. Romney says that Trump calls for the Justice Department to put the prior president in jail. No, 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 he did not. President Trump wants justice. And as we have seen, the breadcrumbs lead back to the Obama White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And it was at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue the plot was hatched to sabotage the Trump campaign, and then once he was elected, to try and overthrow a duly elected president. That is a criminal offense, and that's what the president wants. He wants justice. The president goes, or Mitt Romney goes on to say that Trump attacks the governor of Michigan on the very day a plot is discovered to kidnap her. Wrong again. The governor of Michigan came out and attacked President Trump after President Trump and his administration came to the defense of the governor and shut down this domestic terrorist attack. Instead of saying, thank you, Mr. President, appreciate you. I know we don't agree on a lot of stuff. If you come to my state and try to plant a garden, I'll throw you in jail. But you're a good man, Mr. President. You stood by me, and you made sure the bad guys didn't kidnap me and the family as we're down at the million-dollar vacation home. Thank you, sir. That's all she had to say. But no, she goes out there and tries to convince the nation that the white supremacists were a part of the Trump administration. Yes, I'm getting riled up because I hate it when people lie about our president, and I really hate it when those people lying have a great big R behind their names. Let's go to the phones. Connor, Boston. I'm in a foul mood today, Connor.
Todd, I'm with you on that. Pleasure to be with you on air. Hello, America. But I'm going to tell you, Mitt Romney, this guy was, don't forget, the governor of Massachusetts at one point in time. And this guy has always been, you know, basically a closeted Democrat. You know, this guy literally had the prime opportunity to beat Obama in 2012, and he couldn't even pull that off. So he has this type of hatred towards the president because he could do, meaning our president, Donald J. Trump, could do what he could never do. This guy is the same person who picked Paul Ryan, another real beauty right there, as his running mate. This guy has a career built on failure, while you have the president of the United States now, Donald J. Trump, with a career built on success.
Well, Paul Ryan, let me say something about Paul Ryan, Connor. Paul Ryan, single-handedly, on the board of directors at Fox News, has managed to destroy what was once a fair and balanced television network. But Mitt Romney, Connor, this is how sleazy this guy is. This guy, at least with a Democrat, with Nancy, let's just say Nancy Pelosi. Yes, she's slap crazy. I get that. But at least she's honest with people. You know exactly what she's going to do. You know exactly what her policies are. And you know exactly what the Democrats are going to do if they ever get in charge, if they get to take charge. But Mitt Romney is he's a weasel. He's sleazy. And he's actually, in my estimation, Connor, worse than the Democrats because he will lie, he will manipulate, he's cunning and conniving, he will do whatever it takes to get elected, even if it means sacrificing his moral values and principles on the altar of whatever political party he's a part of.
And that is so true on that. And I'll tell you also, his lieutenant governor from Massachusetts, Carrie Healy, she was the president or chancellor over at Babson College, which is literally like not very far from where I am right now. And this whole circle, this whole Mitt Romney circle right here, they're all never Trumpers. They're all basically not real Republicans. They're fair weather friends to any conservative, you know, until you, they get the, you know, get your vote. They go in there and they start, you know, going off on the way they go. So they're just a disgrace to this party.
Well, they are. And it's, again, very troubling because Mitt Romney is only looking out for himself here, Connor, and that's a pretty sad state of affairs.
Vote him out. Vote him out, Utah, please.
Indeed. Amen. Well said, Connor. Good hearing from you. 844-747-8868. Our toll-free number, 844-747-8868. Our website is toddstearns.com. Hey, by the way, while you are there, be sure to check out the live show blog. All sorts of great news, information for you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Edward writes in on the on our live stream over on Facebook. Todd, you need to understand the correct term when it comes to Oreos. The term is color enhanced cream. So there, there you go. We're going to get it. We're going to get it. Thank you, Edward. Our readers and listeners, always so helpful to us. We appreciate that. By the way, we're celebrating, well, not really celebrating, we are commemorating our first-year anniversary post-Fox News. You know, a lot of folks, when you leave Fox, it's kind of unclear where that road takes you. And we've been very fortunate and blessed because of you, the great listeners of this radio program, our readers over on the website. And I want to give you an update on where we are. It has been about a year now since we left the Fox News corner of the world and relocated our show back here to Memphis. And folks, it has been phenomenal. We have seen massive, explosive growth. We were running about 500,000 to 1 million readers on our website when we left Fox News. And today I can tell you that we're averaging between 5 and 7 million monthly readers on ToddStearns.com. That's all because of you. And we are so thankful that you take the time to read our stories, to listen to the podcast. Over 250,000 of you have downloaded our podcast monthly. That is phenomenal. And we're just rocking and rolling. The daily commentaries. Many of you hear the short-form commentaries on your radio station on more than 750 radio stations. And this radio talk show on 76 radio stations across the Fruited Plain. So we're excited. And we have an incredible team here, and it really is a team effort as we put together a show for you every single day. And a lot of it is just breaking news. You know, we're one of these shows, if something happens in the news cycle, we're going to tear up what we had planned, and we're going to bring you all the news and information as it happens and provide you with instant analysis. But most of all, I got to tell you, and I think I speak for the whole team here, we really appreciate hearing from you, the listeners, and that's why we are a caller-driven radio program. In other words, when you call and you get on the program, you basically steer this radio show, and it's a lot of fun. You keep us on our toes, and we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of regulars. You just heard from Connor from Boston and Joe from LJ, Georgia, and we have the lovely Miss Carlotta from Rhode Island, and I'm going to leave somebody out, Miss Janice from New Orleans. The list goes, and of course, Gene the Superfan, who's all over the place. And it's a lot of fun. And that's what we want to do, is we want to have a lot of fun on the radio. It's the lunch hour for many of you folks that are listening to us, at least on the East Coast and Central time zone. So we want to have some fun as we cover the big issues of the day. And we're also very thankful for our sponsors. I want you to write this down here. I'm going to share something with you. And I want to tell you about Liberty University. They've been with us for a number of years now, and they are doing something incredible for members of the military. So if you have a loved one in your family, maybe you are an active duty member of the military, you are a veteran, or you are the spouse of a military veteran, Liberty University is going to give you some awesome, awesome discounts. Also, first responders, firefighter, police officer, paramedic. So here's the deal. Military, active duty, veterans, spouses, you pay $250 per credit hour for undergraduate courses. That's phenomenal. If you are going for a graduate or PhD course, $275 per credit hour. And all you first responders out there, you get a 25% break on tuition. That's unbelievable. And this is one of the reasons we're so honored to be able to partner with Liberty University, because they do look out for the military. They look out for our first responders. Blue Lives Matter at Liberty University. So here's what you need to do. Text STARNES USA. That's STARNES USA. STARNES USA to 49595. Again, I'm going to say that again so you can write it down. STARNES USA to 49595. And they'll put you in touch with the folks that you need to talk to if you want to finish up your education. Maybe you just want to start your education. You know, you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s. You want to go back, get that degree. The folks at Liberty University, as a result of partnering with us here at the Todd Starnes program, are going to make that happen for you. Starnes USA, text Starnes USA to 49595, and they're going to hook you up with some really great discounts on tuition. And we just love our friends over at Liberty University. All right, coming up in the next hour, our good friend Bill O'Reilly is going to drop by. Also, Congressman Doug Collins is on track. And we are mobilizing tonight, pastors and Christians around America. We're going to tell you more about that. Church prepared. That's coming up as well. All right, folks, got to take a quick break for the top of the hour news. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.